In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we've been studying from the book of Judges and how God, through Gideon, delivered Israel from the vast host of the Midianites with 300 men. You remember the story? How that Gideon took those 300 men at God's instructions, and by faith he did what God said, for how could 300 defeat so many? And they had strange weapons. It was a trumpet and an empty pitcher, except for a torch that was lit, that was hidden in that pitcher. And they surrounded the camp of the Midianites. And Gideon said, "You do what I do." And then Gideon broke the pitcher, revealing the torch, holding it up in his left hand. And with his right hand, he blew the trumpet. And all the men did that and shouted, "The sword of Jehovah in Gideon." Well, it panicked the Midianites, and they turned upon one another and fled. Well, they were delivered, but they were delivered by faith. And this is brought out in the New Testament. I want to read a portion of the New Testament that we find at the end of Elam's notes. It says, "One great lesson taught us by these facts as brought out in Hebrews 11, 34 through 40, is faith and trust in God. The 300 may represent the faithful few who make the sacrifices and do all the work, while the multitudes who followed on when the Midianites had been put to flight may represent those who enjoy the work of the faithful and self-sacrificing and who would take charge of it and control it." Let me read to you that passage, Hebrews 11, 32 through 34. "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to fight the armies of aliens, women received their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and in the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better concerning us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect." Well, that was the end of that Sunday school lesson, except for this. At the end of a set of questions that go along with this lesson, we find this little poem. Rest is not quitting the busy career. Rest is the fitting of self to one's sphere. 'Tis the brook's motion, clear without strife, fleeting to ocean after this life. 'Tis loving and serving the highest and best. 'Tis onward, unswerving, and this is true rest. Now I turn the page in my Sunday school book, or actually it's on the same opening in this little book, and I see that the Sunday schools of December the 5th, 1926, are going to study about Ruth and Naomi. And it says at the beginning of this lesson, read the book of Ruth. It isn't a very long book, and we'll be reading that in just a moment. Before I do, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, to prepare us for the Sunday school lesson that is to come, let me read to you the book of Ruth. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And so, Ruth chapter 1 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the days when the judges judged that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of that man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them. And the woman was left of her two children and of her husband. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that Jehovah had visited his people, giving them bread. And she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her daughters-in-law, Go, return each of you to her mother's house. Jehovah deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Jehovah grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Nay, but we'll return unto thee and with thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight, and should also bear sons, would you therefore tarry till they were grown? Would you therefore stay from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes. For the hand of Jehovah is gone forth against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 15. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and to her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, and to return from following after thee. But whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Jehovah do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking unto her. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 19. So the two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and the women said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me, and I went out full, and Jehovah hath brought me again empty. Why call ye me Naomi, seeing Jehovah hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him, in whose sight I shall find favor. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the fields after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the portion of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Jehovah be with you. And they answered him, Jehovah bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, Let me glean, I pray you, and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and hath continued, even from the morning until now, save that she tarried a little in the house. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 8. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another's field, neither pass from thence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have not I charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found favor in thy sight, that thou should have taken knowledge of me, seeing I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people that thou knowest not hitherto. Jehovah recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of Jehovah, the God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to take refuge. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, for thou hast spoken kindly unto thy handmaid, though I be not as one of thy handmaids. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 14. And at mealtime Boaz said unto her, Come hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and they reached her parched grain. And she did eat, and was sufficed, and left thereof. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not, and also pull out some for her from the bundles, and leave it. And let her glean, and rebuke her not. Ruth 2 and verse 17. So she gleaned in the field until even, and she beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw that she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that which she had left after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where hast thou wrought? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of Jehovah, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is nigh of kin unto us, one of our near kinsmen. And so we're going to take up that reading from the book of Ruth in our next class.